You're listening to the Vet Staff Podcast, the place where you, the veterinary professional, can go to get your head screwed on straight so you can get excited about going to work on Monday mornings and be the most fantabulous version of you you can be. I'm your show host, Julie South, and this is episode 178. You can find back copies of the Vet Staff Podcast at vetstaffpodcast.com. If you sometimes feel like you lose your why, I'd like to invite you to join me in this challenge in March to help you recalibrate and or discover your inner compass and give you the tools to start topping up your resilience juice tank. This is the fourth and final episode in this series. Remember, through until Easter, if you've been listening before, I'll take you through some really simple steps that you can take on a daily or an as required basis to keep topping up your resilience juice tank, just one drop at a time. This is the fourth step in building your own unique, tailored exclusively for you and motivating personal affirmation statement library. Different statements that you can pick up and put down for different situations that empower you so that when you start to find yourself on a downward spiral, you can go to your personal library and reach for whichever one you need in that moment. So far, we have covered how to build an affirmation statement based on your professional values and how an empowering mindset shift can happen with a personal positive affirmation statement. And then last week, we looked at different affirmations you can use to interrupt that critical, maybe nagging, definitely destructive voice in your head when you start beating yourself up. And those were self-compassion affirmations. Today, we're going to look at optimism statements. These are the affirmations that we need to start using to drown out all or to overwrite, to overprint all the negative and the pessimistic self-talk that goes on when we feel like our world as we know it is starting to fall apart. Or when you have one of those days that you wish you'd stayed in bed because nothing you seem to do seems to go right. These affirmations that we're going through today act as what's known as a bit of a pattern interrupt. They're circuit breakers. They're a way for you to pull the brakes on the self-talk that is negative and destructive. If you missed out on any of the previous three episodes in this series, then please visit vetstaffpodcast.com and you can catch the back issues there. And you can also start following using whichever audio platform is your listening app of choice. So that's vetstaffpodcast.com. Righty, let's get into the personal optimism affirmation statement. When things don't go quite the way I want them to, or when I'm feeling a bit out of control because more than one thing is causing me a bit of stress, I use what I call an even though affirmation. Even though. I use these because my brain doesn't then go into the year right or get real loop on me in response. Even those statements acknowledge the current situation where everything is going wrong, and at the same time, they allow the possibility, the window, they open up the opportunity for something else to happen as well. I'm also a great believer in the this too will pass acceptance and affirmation statement process. Now, I'm not sure about you, but I know that when I try to fight things, like when I'm in the river with the alligators, I just muck things up and things seem to get worse or they get harder if I try to resist, if I try to fight. But when I accept where I am, with that acceptance, then comes the feeling that I'm able to make a step forward. that I'm able to kind of let go, accept where I'm at, and then move forward, which when I'm resisting, I can't move forward. It's too hard because things just keep getting worse. So first has to come acceptance, and that's where I use the even though. That's when that comes into play. For example, when everything feels like it's all going wrong at once, my self-talk, my circuit breaker, my pattern interrupt might go something like this. Even though it feels like everything is going wrong right now, I know that this too will pass. That is the kind of statement I'm talking about. And that is the kind of statement that I will, the mantra that I will repeat over and over and over in my head when I'm feeling like I'm up to my neck in alligators and nothing is going right. Or I might say something like, even though it feels like nothing is going right now, I know that this is temporary and this too will pass. Or even though things are hard right now, I'm pulling the brakes on those distracted thoughts and instead I choose to see this as an opportunity to learn and grow. And for those times when you're feeling disappointed, you can still use even though. Even though I'm feeling frustrated, disappointed, whatever it is, right now I still remain open to new possibilities that might present themselves. Now, the word might is also operative and important because it means that I'm opening up to possibilities. I'm not guaranteeing something beyond my control will happen. So even though and might are two really powerful circuit breakers to use together. When I get discouraged and I feel like giving up, even though I feel like giving up, I know these feelings are temporary, this too will pass, and better times are coming. When I doubt my abilities, even though I'm doubting myself, I know that I have the strength and the potential waiting to be realized. Sure, you get the idea here. I first started using this even though thought circuit breaker about 10 or so years ago. It works for me because it doesn't discount and it doesn't deny or minimize what I'm feeling in that current moment or time. Instead, it acknowledges that and then it opens up the possibility that another much better experience is just around the corner for me. The tricky thing, though, is to catch yourself when you're in the thick of a negativity downward spiral loop inside your head. So that's why it's always good to have a library of good, positive, upbeat, and affirming statements for you, like we've created over this last 4 weeks, so that you can use when you need to. And you can choose when you need to from your own personal affirmation library. This way, you've got a choice that work for you, a choice of statements that you can use that work for you in different situations. By repeating them over and over and over, even when you don't need them, they support you in becoming your most powerful, optimistic, and resilient self. I hope you found this episode and this series helpful as a way to keep or to get your head screwed on straight, to strengthen your resilience and be excited about going to work on Monday mornings again. If you like the Vet Staff podcast and you find it helpful, can I ask you to do me a favor, please? Please help me spread the Vet Staff podcast word and getting the word out there to the veterinary professional colleagues worldwide by telling 3 of your friends and colleagues about how this show helps veterinary professionals like you, like them, get their heads screwed on straight and build their resilience so they can get excited about going to work on Monday mornings. Thank you so much. This is Julie South signing off, inviting you to go out there and be the most resilient, fantabulous, affirmative, positively affirmative you that you can be. The Vet Staff Podcast is proudly powered by VetClinicJobs.com, the new and innovative global job board reimagining veterinary recruitment, connecting veterinary professionals with clinics that shine online. VetClinicJobs.com is your go-to resource for finding the perfect career opportunities and helping vet clinics power up their employer branding game. Visit VetClinicJobs.com today to find vet clinics that shine online so veterinary professionals can find them. VetClinicJobs.com.
Thank you.